Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Sports Lounge. Every week at this time, we take a good look at the world of sports. I am Michael Horton. The star of our show is a gentleman we call Sultan. He's the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, a record that I believe will withstand the test of time. The all-pro defensive end, then the acting legend in such shows as Agent X just a year and a half ago, Crisis 2 years ago on NBC, and of course the actor that was on Hunter all those years. In fact, Fred Dreyer, welcome to the show. You hold the record for throwing more bad guys off the top of buildings than anybody in the history of television.
I'm glad you noticed that, because that's a very interesting thing you just said, because nobody on TV today can kick the you-know-what off their shoes. They
got
to go to the roof and get bad guys
don't
up there.
Don't get him mad at you.
And just dump them, right?
If Fred asked you to go to the roof, do not go.
I had
go.
An idea. I ran by the network one day. I said, here's what I got. Get a brand-new 1988 convertible, and I'll push a guy off, and he'll go right through the soft top.
That's a great idea.
It's a great image. And it's
the holiday season, and these fine memories come back. Joining us on today's show, the legendary broadcaster from radio and television and motion pictures, Mr. Doug Steffen.
I'm going to prove
DJV
to you
show.
That I can count from 1 to 10 during the course of this hour.
And also,
backwards.
You guys were at my house for Christmas Eve, and it was quite touching and wonderful to have you guys there at the dinner party. And
Thank you guys so much.
And Doug, you usually sing, but you did not sing this year. And you sing on your
sing
show.
Now.
I'm amazed that you did not sing.
Wait, should we sing now, Fred?
No, please do not.
I'm gonna stay right with my humming.
Really?
Is that what it was? You were doing the humming.
I got an album coming out soon.
It's called Your Favorite Tunes Hummed by Fred Wright. Hey, we have a good show for you today. Courtney Kader has put this together for you. The top 10 sports stories of 2017, and this will be a real good one for all of us to take a look at here. And you know, we got to the holiday spirit. Doug brought the eggnog. Did you partake in that at my house?
You have it in the trunk.
Yeah, I have it in the trunk.
I haven't seen it. I didn't taste it. It didn't get open for me when I was there.
It's sloshing around.
It's delicious. Yeah. All right, so we want to remind you, you can follow Fred Dreyer on Twitter, as always here on the show. Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him at freddreyer@crntalk.com. And don't forget to check out his new website with his new movie, Highway 395, at freddreyer.co.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Defend your vehicle from harmful elements and restore shine with Armor All Canister Wipes. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up Armor All Canister Wipes for $3.99. Easily remove dirt, dust, and grime with Armor All Canister Wipes on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
We are back here in the Sports Lounge every week at this time, coming to you on CRN Sports USA, Sports Byline, anything with sports, that's where we come at you here. You can check us all out at crntalk.com/the lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only, a legend of not only sports, but of entertainment, television, movies. He's got a new movie out called Highway 395. You can get it at his website, freddreyer.co. More on that later. But he had two safeties in one game, in the same quarter in a football game. That's a Hall of Fame legend. Frank, we're going to, next year, it's coming up, we're going to get him in the Football Hall of Fame. No one's going to break that record. We're talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer, Hunter from television.
Yes, thank you so very much. And we're at the end. This is probably the last show before the end of the year, the beginning of the new year, 2018.
Unless they extend the year somehow, but
let's
if they don't.
Let's try and introduce our guest here.
How do you introduce this guy? This guy has been in radio for as long as we've had CRN, maybe beyond that. He's a legendary disc jockey, played oldies, sings oldies just like you, loves oldies.
Yep.
Then he kind of took the talk world by storm right about the same time, maybe a little before the famed legendary Rush Limbaugh. And now he's degraded into a show that just features my daughter and him from a home.
It's like
he has a great
one of the home in the
nationally on 250-plus stations. The one and only, yes, Doug Steffen. Doug, welcome here.
Michael, I want you to know how grateful I would be, nothing were it not for you.
Thank you very much.
That's high praise. That's a little bit too much starting off.
But I wouldn't have had a good time on Christmas Eve had he not invited me to his house.
And Fred,
meet
I invited
you.
Fred.
Yeah, well,
so, I met you before, but we never had.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true too. But we were. But now we're the trifecta.
Yep.
I see it. I see the synergy here already, and.
The only two guys that didn't sing at my Christmas party, and my daughter.
That's a misnomer.
My daughter loves
Doug
to
was
sing.
Singing. Just a second. Yes. Doug was singing, and I was playing backup humming.
Oh,
yeah. I was the fill on the backup.
What is it? Mommy sang bass and Papa played fiddle.
Daddy sang bass. Mama sang tenor.
Mama sang tenor.
Me and little brother hung right in there. Johnny Cash. This Doug Steffen sings on his show all the time with Oli, so I was amazed. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. We had a great time on Christmas Eve.
It's very nice.
And all the desserts are gone.
And he's very kind to bend his schedule. I think you're bending. You're bending the schedule.
Yeah, he's usually asleep by now.
My grandson is waiting for me, but Fred invited me to come, and so I always take up invitations far between these days, so I figured I better show up.
I said pop in, and we'll chat, and here we are.
That's good. It's a good day that you're here, Doug, because Fred Dreyer and our crack team, our executive producer, Courtney Cadera, genius that she is, has put together, listen to this, a year-end show, and she thinks all the time on the top of her game, the top 10 stories of 2017. She brought it to us. on a fresh sheet. So we're going to go through and get comments from Fred Dreyer and from a non-sports person like yourself.
I'll be sure. This is a great way to keep me quiet.
Okay, now, number 10, big...
I can find my way through most anything.
Yeah. I
haven't even gotten to number 10 yet, and they're already kibitzing. Okay,
I could be the big voiced announcer and do number 10.
Mix Marshall. Yeah, can you do that for us?
I can do that. Yeah.
Well, do we want to start off with 10 and go back, or 1?
Countdown
always goes because
to me, they're all preposterous stories
anyway. We'll go quick. Oh,
yeah. Number 10.
Okay, the mixed martial arts star Conor McGregor stepped into the boxing ring, and he faced undefeated champ Floyd Mayweather Jr. Of course, Mayweather won, but it was a battle right to the very end.
I never bought the fight, literally, and I got to tell you, I never bought it.
Go ahead, cough again.
Thank you very much.
What was that anyway? I never bought any of that stuff.
Yeah.
I never bought any of that stuff. And so when I saw the fight start off, it was just typical, you know, Mayweather, just waiting, and then that was it.
But now Mayweather may go into the mixed martial arts now, they're saying. That's the new year. That'll be interesting.
That's not going to
Isn't
work.
That just like wrestling? This stuff is all prepackaged.
No. They got to be athletic to do the mixed martial arts. Wrestling is entertainment.
But why? One of them was a boxer, and the other guy was, so what was the deal?
It was a mixed martial arts. That means you can do karate and all that kind of stuff.
He couldn't kick. Or bring the guy to the ground. He had to box.
There should be a senior division doing this, and Dreyer should be one of the opponents. A senior division of the MMA.
Yep.
Put Dreyer in there with somebody else.
There it is.
Who else can we put you in there?
Next on our list.
Evidently that idea didn't go over well. Number 9.
Okay, now Kevin Durant was a new acquisition on the Golden State Warriors. He leads the Warriors. Everybody in Northern California, sports byline people going crazy, to the NBA championship over the defending champion Cleveland Cavaliers. You're a basketball guy, Fred Dreyer. Everybody kind of thought that would happen, but it was a pretty good hard-fought series there and up to that point, and they sort of overwhelmed Cleveland.
Yes, and I think as a team, if they were to play 3-4 more times, they'd probably win 2 to 3 or 4 of them. I mean, Cleveland's good, certainly. They're great.
What about this year in 18? Any predictions? Will Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors be back there again?
They got to worry about Houston, I would think.
Everybody has to worry about Houston. The Dodgers worried about him. We'll get to that in a second. But
I would say that the Warriors and the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors, I think all those teams are very capable of winning it all. And it depends between now and time who gets hot. And that is pretty much what it is. The last game was played here was played without Steph Curry.
Yeah.
So, if he plays, then, they got an upper hand there. If he doesn't, then it's going to be a closer game.
The Lakers, are they looking pretty good?
No.
Well, here's the thing. They should be because Kobe Bryant has designed a new themed uniforms. And it was unveiled, and it's got a snake print, and he designed the Lakers. It's the Kobe Bryant City Edition jersey in collaboration with Nike this year. So you might be looking for that.
No girls on the shirts in the logo?
No, it's a snake.
No, he calls himself the Black Mamba.
Yeah, the Black Mamba.
And he's got to stop. I mean, he's been gone a year now. It's wonderful. He was fantastic. But stop butting in. You know that the team can only take off and become their own team if you just make a snake jersey.
Yeah, January 26th, the game in Chicago, they will be unveiled. You'll be able to see those. So be looking for that in the new year.
I got to write it down.
Number 8.
All right, this is the United States failed to qualify for soccer's World Cup championship, and this is really something here. This was the first time since 1986. Four-time champion Italy also failed to qualify. You're a big soccer fan, I know, and it's really devastated you.
I could not be further away. Saturn is further away from the Earth than I am from... I couldn't.
Might be going to number 7. All right. Yeah. Number 7.
All right. Clemson mounted that last-second comeback to beat Alabama for college football's national championship. That was an exciting game.
That was a good game. Yeah, that was a good game.
That's it.
That's it.
Big story of the year.
I mean, what's the story?
I don't know the story is we're going to number six.
I'm glad Doug is here today because he's great.
Doug takes the onus off these terrible stories. Go ahead.
Russia is banned from the Winter Olympics for a massive doping scheme.
No,
at the 2014
Russia.
Sochi Games.
Not Russia.
It was a surprise, wasn't it?
Oh, man.
Who saw that coming, Doug? What do you think?
The biggest dope of them all is Bad Vlad. Pukin Putin. He's in charge. End of that.
Is that his name, Bad
Pukin,
Vlad?
Bad Vlad.
Pukin Vlad, Bad Vlad.
That's it.
Good, Doug. That's a good one.
I like that.
Yeah, well, we got number five to look forward to.
Coming to you when we come
number
back.
Number five, yeah,
so
next.
We got an announcer on the show here today. This is really good stuff. All right, hang in there. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And check out his website. It's brand new, FredDreyer.co. Yeah, it's a .co. He lost the M. We'll find it someday.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes pre-packaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about, and we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right. The most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
We're back here in the Sports Lounge, CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Number five.
Every week at this time. I have a staff announcer on the show today, the legendary Doug Steffen, radio broadcaster.
That's a firm reading of number five.
Extraordinaire.
Number five.
I have to not wave at him. If I point, he does things like that. And he'll say number five or something.
Well,
anyway,
you can see us on television, right?
Yeah. On our website at crntalk.com, Tiki Live, and on Roku with our Roku channel. On anybody's got the Roku box, just check out CRN. You get the app on there. It's absolutely free, and you can watch us here as we do the show live. And we're here, of course, on the weekends as well, too, each and every weekend. Fred Dreyer is the star of our program, the All-Pro defensive end. Played for the Rams.
He was number five also, wasn't he?
Played for the Rams, played for the New York Giants, and played for a while for your
Patriots.
New England. Didn't play for them. He actually was signed by them for a short period of time.
Right.
There, by the way, there's our genius producer, Courtney Cadera, who came in here. You saw her arm.
So what was your number as a football player? Did you have the same number?
I had a couple. I used to mix them up. I had 77, and then I had 89.
You got rid of that 77 really early on, didn't you?
That was about the time.
When I went to the Giants, they gave me 89.
Was that about the time 77 Sunset Strip was a big TV show?
You know something? 67?
Yes.
68.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
All right. Good memory.
For those of you, look it up. 77 Sunset Strip, a show that just these two gentlemen know. I never heard of it. All right, here
it's
we
too
go.
Much too young.
We're doing the top 10, the list of the top 10 sports stories of 2017. If you just joined us, MMA star Conor McGregor boxed with Floyd Mayweather was 10. Kevin Durant led the Golden State Warriors to the NBA championship. 8 was the United States not qualifying for the World Cup in soccer. Number 7, Clemson, last-minute comeback against Alabama. Number 6, a surprise for all of us, Russia. Can you imagine this? Banned from the Winter Olympics for a massive doping scheme. We still haven't gotten our hands around
that. I don't believe that for some reason.
Nah, never happened. That was bad Vlad. Okay, number five.
The president of the USA Gymnastics resigns amid a sexual abuse scandal that includes revelations by some of the sport's biggest stars that they were victims.
Oh, I know. The shot putter was sexually assaulted.
This is the big deal, yeah.
Swimmer assaulted the shot putter.
Are we talking about men or women?
Take your pick. They're all the same, I think, in the Olympics.
This is a serious story. This has affected news all over.
All of these are serious stories, but we don't take them as such. But go ahead.
Glad I came. Number four.
In a season that included his four-game suspension for Deflategate, Tom Brady, one of my favorite quarterbacks of all time, engineers, honorable mention of Vince Ferragamo, Tom Brady engineers a record-breaking comeback as the Patriots defeat the Falcons in the first ever Super Bowl overtime. That was an amazing Super Bowl, Fred.
That was a very good Super Bowl, and I adhere. I think your choice in selecting this as such is pretty good.
Everybody thought that Atlanta was going to win that game, and they were all going, oh, yeah. And there was a little political undertones here because the owner of the Patriots was a Bob Kraft, a supporter of Donald Trump. So everybody wanted to see those Patriots go down, and I'm just sitting there smiling as Tom Brady, using his prowess as an incredible athlete and the entire team, come back and steal that one from the Atlanta Falcons.
All right, so I have a question, Fred and Michael, just as if I may take the prerogative of the announcer.
Yes.
The story this week was the Daryl Strawberry.
Doug Steffen, everybody.
Doug Steffen, the DJV show.
I'm announcing it so they know who you are. Go ahead.
All right. So this week, Daryl Strawberry said that he had, in various circumstances, in the innings, in between innings, he'd go to the locker room and have sex.
What?
I'm serious about that. There's a serious story this week.
Did you hear that? I did not hear that story.
Strawberry having sex.
I thought he did dope. I'm pretty sure he did dope.
He did dope and sex.
Maybe he did dope and
sex. So I wonder
if
Tom Brady did so well if he went between the periods to meet his wife
No, Brady is on the up and up. I'm telling you, this guy is.
What's wrong with his wife?
She's beautiful, and they have a diet, and they get themselves in shape. The guy's like, what, 40 years old, and he's still playing football?
Yeah. 41.
About 40.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. This guy, and there's been some great quarterbacks over there, Manning and all these guys in there, and you talk about the great San Francisco had greats and everything. This is an amazing
thing. But we really don't have time to do this Deflategate. It was mentioned here, but we don't have time to
do
it.
Did he really let the air out of the balls, do you think?
Did he have it done, and did someone do it? I don't know. No one can prove it. Yet they suspended him based on the fact that somebody had to do it, so we're sticking it on you. This whole thing was a scam because they hated him. They hated the owner for other transgressions that they said were penurious to the job.
Here, here. That's our Fred Dreyer, and that is my opinion exactly.
That's the OJ symptom.
He was the fall guy for it because they had to do something, you know?
You
follow the Patriots, don't you? You're from Boston.
Yeah.
You're from New England.
That's a sports town and a half.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fred was with them. You know, they signed him for a while.
Did you get a check from him?
I didn't get anything. I got two busy signals on a long distance call. That's all I got from him.
But it was an exciting career. And
what's next? Number three.
He was an All-Pro defensive end with the Patriots, just like he was with the Giants and the Rams. We'll be back.
The Radio Channel.
Back in the Sports Lounge, I'm Michael Horn. The star of our show is the Funk Master, the All-Pro defensive end, the Sultan of Safeties, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, Michael Horn. Welcome to our show. Welcome to the last show of the year. And we're thrilled to have with us our good friend, Doug Stephan. Doug.
Did you ever think you'd do radio as you went down your career? You started in football, then you became a big television star, and then movies and stuff. Did you ever think there would be a place for you on the radio?
Yes. Yes, I did. It was just a matter of hooking up with the right combination of people, and Mike is all of those.
Because you got a good voice for
I got the very loud in my headphones, and I'm enjoying your two voices together work very nice. It's a good radio combo.
Mm, thank you.
Now, can I be an actor? What can I do to...
Exactly.
I want to be an actor.
Well, you are right now.
You're doing this show, Pat.
You're doing a great job right now.
Join the club here. All right, we're counting down the top 10 sports stories of 2017, and I believe we're at
number four.
Number three.
Oh, we had three?
Yeah.
What happened to four?
Right,
what was four? Refresh our memories.
Deflategate.
Oh!
It was Deflategate.
Right, okay. Number three.
Houston Astros. This is the deal. The Dodgers finally get back into the World Series, and we love the Dodgers. Dave Roberts and the boys got into that World Series, but the Houston Astros are the story because they came in Game 7, lifted the spirits of that city devastated by Hurricane Harvey, and won the World Series, snatched it from the Los Angeles Dodgers, who were favored in that game. Fred, your thoughts on that?
Were they favored in the series or just the seventh game?
I think they were favored in the series and that seventh game after they came back.
You know, it's really funny because when I saw the storm hit that part of the country, the first thing that went through me was, this is going to be serendipitous.
Houston. Yeah.
And Houston's going to win it.
And here's the deal. The Astros were an excellent team, but Yu Darvish, the Dodger pitcher they acquired from the Texas Rangers, also in the state of Texas, he apparently was tipping his pitchers. Everybody knew he was tipping his pitches to the other team, and the Dodgers tried to work through that with him so he wouldn't do it.
Tipping his pitchers?
You can tell by maybe they can see the seams, or they can see the way he's letting go of the ball, that they knew they were going to get a fastball
arm angles. Curveballs are like
he was helping the other team.
No. He was just throwing
unwittingly.
Unwittingly. He's the Fred Dreyer, former big league pitcher, and tipping is a big
yes,
right? I mean, if they know what's coming, they'll swing for a fastball.
And the counterpoint to that. That was the conversation kicked off that the Houston batters said, look, we did a good job all year of hitting pitchers, and we just picked it up coming out of his hand. You know, that's the whole deal.
Yeah.
That's what a batter is looking at. He's looking at the ball coming out of the pitchers.
At 95 miles an hour, you can figure that out?
It's arm angle. It's positioning. It's that's why these guys hit this video thing strong. These guys can hit, all of these guys.
The only thing, the best thing about Houston winning was the Yankees didn't win because they suck.
That's true. Yeah.
But the Yankees suck.
But the Yankees did not suck. The Yankees did a pretty good job over there. Okay, number?
We're at number two now.
College basketball.
We're moving right along.
College basketball comes under the microscope after a federal investigation reveals corruption involving recruiting practices.
Well, this has to do with the Louisville coach. What's his name? Help me out with this. What's the Louisville coach's name? Rick Pitino.
Yeah, there you go.
He was involved in some sort of a shakedown scandal a couple of years ago that was it involved a nighttime sexual activity in the back room of a restaurant for recruiting purposes. And so this guy's been associated with a couple of real seamy type of events in his career. And so this was another one of them. And he resigned immediately. They didn't even wait to say, I didn't do it. I got proof. He just said, that's it. I'm done. So he's gone. And a couple other coaches will be gone, too.
This is a big deal. This has hit college over there.
This is a big deal. Yeah, this is a big deal. You can't it's very difficult to, you know, start walking into people's homes and talking to these kids' parents and saying, you know, let me have your son for a couple of years. And
don't you think the whole college thing with in these circumstances is out of kilter? How much focus there is on these athletes, what they get away with. The guy, you know, there's a lot of focus on the kids and what heroes they are, but in fact they're always getting into trouble, and they are protected because they're athletes.
We need to know your thoughts on this. You can contact Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. You can get him at facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and you can email him freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Show them your love, show them you care. Gifts sent as cash, your gift gets there. Come to a store, their hearts will soar. Best gift is cash, gifts they'll adore.
Get your gifting needs wrapped up today with Western Union. For $5, send up to $50 for pickup at over 43,000 U.S. agent locations. This is sending the best gift of all. This is Western Union. Fees and taxes may vary by brand, channel, and location and are subject to change without notice. NMLS 906983.
PoolDog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, PoolDog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including the APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. It's easy to test out some new equipment, and be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. For a free catalog, head to PoolDog.com. That's PoolDog.com.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
We are back here in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn. The star of our show is the one and only Fred Dreyer, the actor.
Thank you.
Legend and the radio legend who is a special guest today. Our very own Doug Steffen from the DJB show. And he is does a great show with Doug, Jennifer, and Victoria in the mornings here.
Would be
in
nothing
Tara.
Without Jennifer Horn.
She's a great
offspring of Michael Horn.
We're counting down the top sports stories of 2017 here. Number 10 was the MMA star Conor McGregor stepping into the boxing ring against Floyd Mayweather Jr. Number 9, Kevin Durant leading the Warriors to the NBA championship. Number 8, the USA not qualifying for the World Cup in soccer. Number 7, Clemson, a last-second comeback beating Alabama. Number 6, Russia, was shocking, banned from the Winter Olympics for massive doping, a scheme that was hatched by them. Number 5, the president of the USA Gymnastics resigning amid a sexual abuse scandal. Number 4, Tom Brady, after Deflategate, comes back with that comeback Patriot win over the Falcons in Super Bowl overtime. Number 3, the Astros taking on the Dodgers and in Game 7 beating them for the World Series championship. And number 2, college basketball coming under fire under the microscope with a federal investigation revealing corruption involving recruiting players. And now,
number 1,
NFL players who were kneeling during the national anthem said they were exercising their free speech rights, trying to bring attention to social injustices. Critics, including the president of the United States, one Donald J. Trump, who, by the way, the big story of the year, he won the election, said they were disrespecting the flag. I personally agree. The country, I agree. And the military, I also agree. Colin Kaepernick sued the league when no team signed him. Fred Dreyer, you have lots to say on this.
Well, there's too much to say about it. I'll just cut right to it. Colin Kaepernick is not a very good quarterback. He makes a lot of headway because he's black, and he complained that all blacks are getting clubbed by white policemen. That's not true. There's a lot of things that the hands up don't shoot. That didn't happen. And all this kneeling down to disrespect the flag because America's a terrible country. He should thank God that there was a bunch of dumb white guys who own football teams that signed him to like about a $40 million
contract.
And
he walked away on the last year. He had $10 million staring him in the face.
Well, he left because he was going to be released anyway. But, I mean, it's not like he gave up guaranteed money.
Okay.
If he had stuck around and shut up, possibly he could have stayed on the team and got his salary, but he decided to shoot his mouth off, and he did, and America didn't like it, and the president didn't like it, Doug didn't like it, you didn't like it, and I didn't like it.
Kaepernick, yeah, I used to call.
It was terrible. And so the ratings are down in the NFL. As a matter of fact, this Sunday night game is canceled. It's going to be just part of the afternoon game. They're going to have the morning games and the afternoon games, and the reason the NFL has canceled the Sunday night football game, which you think would be really big on New Year's Eve, one word and one word only: ratings. They think they won't get ratings.
Well, you know,
they've been losing ratings because of this.
I agree, but here's what's interesting. What's playing out, and it's very disappointing for people. You know, I played in this league, and just because I did doesn't mean I have some secret insight to it. But it's heartbreaking because the league has fallen for the politic of skin color. This is a gag that the politic of skin color, the black politic in this country, and it is a politic. It's a very bad one, and they've disgraced themselves. They have no place to stand on what they supposedly were striking about. They're actually asking the National Football League to do something about racism, and if you you have to be really stupid to actually think that that's going to be taken on by the National Football League and something is going to be done about it. They did not allow themselves a way out of this thing, and now they're stuck with it, and they're going to have to eat it. And there's a lot of people who will never come back to the sport to watch it. I don't watch regular season games. I'll peek in to see some playoff games and stuff, but I have really bailed out as a guaranteed fan of the sport. I watch college football. That's what I watch.
The politics of color, most recently American Airlines apologizing for accusing some pro basketball players of stealing blankets. They were kicked off the flight on Christmas Eve, two minor league players who were trying to get to a game in Iowa. Tronson Burrell and Marquise Teague found themselves kicked off the airlines. Apparently a flight attendant, she was black too, accused them of stealing blankets that had been handed to them by two first-class passengers as they made their way to their seats in coach, and they were kicked off the plane. And of course, the American Airlines
They wind up apologizing. All these corporations cannot take it. This is the beauty
of... But they wouldn't apologize.
But I know, but this is the beauty of Trump. If it were Trump on that airlines, he would have doubled down on that.
So let me ask you, back to when you started playing football, was fairly recent, the 64 marches, 65, all of the things that were coming about to under the guise, if you will, of Martin Luther King's leadership and what happened after he was killed. So the feeling in the country was changing. What was the feeling like on the football team around that time, when you first started playing? Was there, could the sort of thing that happened with Kaepernick this year have happened then?
It would have been very, very unusual for it to happen. But in the 60s, there were legitimate gripes and bitches that the politic of skin color had. It had not quite coagulated into a politic yet, but it was on its way. And I think Martin Luther King had the right aspect. I think he had the right take on it. And when he just said, look, it should be nonviolent. When he was killed, Jesse Jackson turned it into the Jesse Jackson movement, and it became violent.
There you have it. Follow Fred there on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him. We're going to have our email segment always in the show. You can email him at FredDreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. And check out his website, FredDreyer.co. That's a C-O at the end there. Welcome back here to the Sports Lodge. It's our email segment here. The star of our program is Fred Dreyer. His special guest today, Doug Steffen. We have four emails, so here is
number four.
Fred says, do you enjoy sports brawls? Do you like sports brawls, Fred?
Brawls, not brawls.
Brawls.
B-R-A-W-L-S. Brawls.
Yes. Brawls.
Well, that was what we ate
Nobody
for dinner.
Knows
That's what
that
we ate for
means.
Dinner. This is a short segment. Please answer his
do
question.
Do I enjoy sports brawls?
Yes, brawls.
I was never in one, so
nobody ever piled on you. When
number
you were...
two,
well, that's a different
Rita
story.
Says, "Hi, Freddie. What do you normally do for New
Wait
Year's?"
Wait a minute. Number two is my job.
I know. Say,
but this is number three.
What do you
though.
Do for New Year's?
What do I do?
Yeah,
I stay in with Coco and my pajamas. That's what I do.
Good for you. Hot chocolate.
Oh, Coco. I thought was like a special, maybe a pet or something. It's
well,
a drink.
She's from.
Never mind.
From Hawaii.
Never mind.
Number, this could be number three or number two, no, depending on which we're counting. This is number two. Okay.
Okay. Steve says, hey, Fred, I was a big fan of yours in Hunter. Mm. Do you think there will ever be a comeback for the series? Would love to see that happen.
No, thank you. We've done that two times. We brought the show back twice, and it's run its course. And I do believe the characters should come back, though. You don't have anything like that on TV.
Who would play you?
I would play me.
Oh, you would play me.
Oh, absolutely. Great.
So you would be like an aging Hunter.
Of course.
I
would grow a real long beard.
Would you need Doug and myself to help you throw somebody off the building? We could do
the
fireman's carry to the side and kind of toss somebody off. Would that be good?
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah, of course. Whatever you want, Mike.
Okay. We'll have more of these emails a little bit later on in the show, but to email Fred, you can follow this address, FredDreyer@crntalk.com.
Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Number 10.
Special guest, Doug Steffen, famed radio announcer, the DJV show, Doug, Jen, and Victoria. They do the show every morning at our CRN radio network and on over 250 stations around the country.
CRN, which of the you have, how many different channels? And we should be on all of them? Are we on all of them yet?
Two of them, that's all? Eight, yeah.
What an outrage.
And we have, of course, the legendary Fred Dreyer is here with his Fred Dreyer Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. So, listen, this is a big story here. The Cleveland Browns coach, Hugh Jackson, he went to the podium this Wednesday for his news conference. He looked at the media and he said, who's going to jump in the lake with me? Because apparently, a year ago, he said if the Browns went 1-15 again, people would find him swimming in Lake Erie. So, apparently, he's going to get some Speedos and jump in. But this could have been solved,
Fred Dreyer. It's a wrong verb. It should be floating.
Floating, okay, yes.
But you know what's interesting? Here's
when is he going to do this?
When is he going to supposed to do this?
We'll see.
Because hopefully it's not this weekend. It's going to be about 13 degrees in Cleveland this weekend.
Well, now's when we want him to do it.
That's right. Get in there now. But they could have been a better team. They had a chance.
Look, let me just tell you something. Any business, Donald Trump will tell you, any business, if they're organized and they know personnel, they know who they have, and they strip all the baggage away, put people in the right spots, let them do their jobs, you're going to win half your games. You're going to be successful. It's just human nature. So you can't show up 2 years in a row and win one game.
That's
you
tough.
Just cannot do it.
Yeah, I know.
You just can't. And so what was interesting is the thing about how I responded to the story was not so much that, oh, gee, look how lighthearted Jimmy Haslam, the man, that was the owner of the team we were talking about, Jimmy Haslam, the owner, and they're kidding about, the team is so bad, with the coach is going to jump in because he's going to punish himself, and look how funny that is. Well, here's what's funny. This organization had the ability to go out and get a quarterback. You know, the last three drafts, they've drafted idiots. They drafted that alcoholic from Texas A&M.
Manziel, right?
Manziel. Everybody told him, Doug, don't draft him. He's an idiot. You can't draft this kid.
He was on a plane with me once and he was drunk.
Yeah, I mean, he's an absolute known offender.
Who would have thought?
And you wasted... Here's what it is. You know, today, you know, the quarterbacks are the face of the franchise. Yep. Is that the guy you wanted to be the face of your business? Well, they did, and that's how incompetent Jimmy Haslam is. So they got this guy. They got this Hugh Jackson, a pretty good coach. He's got a good pedigree, and people like him. He's an affable guy.
He's going to be back, according to
Haslam. Yeah, he's going to be back. He's going to be great after he dries off and takes some.
He's going to do it when the weather gets warmer.
Is that what he's going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. We're all rooting
but
for him.
But they had a chance with that quarterback. Didn't they have the guy on?
But here's the deal.
Yeah.
What they should have done is they should have done what everybody expected them to do, but they didn't do, and that is hook, line, and sinker, give them all their draft. They're going to have the first pick in the draft this year.
Right.
So they could have given that up to the Patriots and got in Garofalo.
And look what Garofalo's done for the 49ers.
Yeah, they won 4 out of 5
something
or something like
that. The guy's coming back big time.
But I mean, you can't ask people to spend hard money and show up every Sunday and perform like this and be this stupid. What they're going to say, no, we don't want Garofalo, who's a proven guy out of a great system. We want a 19-year-old kid out of USC or UCLA. Yeah.
Fred Dreyer for president.
Fred Dreyer for the Sports Lounge. He'll be back in the new year, by the way. Fred will be here. What you can do, though, is if you're not doing so by now, and you, Doug Steffen, should do this, follow him on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Email him at FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. That's F-R-E-D. There's your Fred, D-R-Y-E-R. There's your Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. And check out his new movie, Highway 395, on his website, FredDreyer.co. That's FredDreyer.co.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, our final segment here on the show. We were doing our emails, and we had four, and I believe we did not get to the last one. So Doug Steffen is our star guest star today. We have Fred Dreyer, the star of the show, and he has read the emails. So we're down to
number one.
Okay, this is from Janine. She says, for M. Horn and Fred Dreyer, what impact, if any, do you think veteran James Harrison, the ex-Steeler, will have as a New England Patriot since he is no longer a Steeler? What do you think?
I don't think much of an impact. That doesn't mean he can't make a play or two, but I don't think he'll have that much of an impact.
She says, do you think Harrison plays exceptionally well Sunday because he has the revenge, I still have it, I will show you Pittsburgh sort of attitude? Does that happen in football? It does, right?
Well, it happens in life, but I don't think that's going to amount to much.
Okay. Now we have a little bit of baseball news for you, too. The Dodgers have signed this guy, Tom Kohler.
Yeah.
I've used his latrines. The big Kohler.
He's a great plumber. Really,
I think you stole that line from me.
He's got a great plumbing.
Tom, he finalized a $2 million one-year contract. He split the season last year between Miami and Toronto. He's 31 years of age, was 1-5 with 12 starts with the Marlins. Then he was traded to the Blue Jays in August, and he pitched out of the bullpen going 0-2 with a 2.65 ERA, 14 relief appearances, and one start. So apparently the Dodgers are cutting the dollars down to get below the luxury tax, and that's why they signed this guy for their bullpen.
Why even announce it? A one-year deal?
I believe it's a one-year contract.
Wow. Why would you even announce that?
Well, because maybe he'll come up and maybe Rick Honeycutt will turn him into something incredible.
Yeah, well, maybe. I don't know.
Can I ask a trivia question, or is that out of the place for the guest?
No. This is a perfect place to ask.
You got less than a minute to get an answer.
So who is the equivalent, the basketball equivalent from Boston to Vin Scully? And one of his most famous lines on the air was, Havlicek stole the ball!
Johnny Most.
Very good.
Donnie's father, I believe.
Donnie Most?
Donnie Most's brother.
Most. Yes, exactly.
Most. Maybe I'm wrong.
Havlicek, so that's very good.
It's a great
Fred
ball.
Dries. It's
yeah, he's got the ball.
It's been a great year working with you. It's been a great year working with you, Doug Steffen. And we look forward to much more of the same in the new year. Have a final thought for the fans out
there? I just thank them so much for hanging in there with us. We've been all over the place this last year doing sports, and I want to thank them for tuning in. Thank Doug Steffen for being here with us. Happy New Year.